It's Jim Nelson here, KCSN. I'm joined in the studio now by Tim Warren and Eric Donnelly of The Alternate Roots. They've come all the way from Connecticut to join us today. In fact, they're playing tonight at the Hotel Cafe in Hollywood with just the two guys and a couple of acoustic guitars. So right off the bat, Tim and Eric, welcome to KCSN. Thanks for making the drive.
Oh, man, thanks for having us. This is great.
You guys left, what, yesterday? Got here at noon today?
Yeah, we started we started in Montreal. So we've been out for a few weeks, and this is the end of a really great trip.
Good. Well, I'm glad it's been working out. One thing that's been working really well for you guys, in December, I gather, you released a soft release of a song called Nothing More, and just tremendous things have been happening for you with that song ever since. I'm going to read the short list of great things, and you feel free to jump in and let me know if I've missed anything, but the song was played in its entirety on the season finale of NCIS. It was chosen by NBC TV to close the opening ceremonies of the Winter Olympics. It's been used by about 100 different charities recognizing goodwill, generosity, and kindness throughout the world. What a great thing to be associated with, goodwill, generosity, and kindness. The Alternate Roots, you guys are donating a portion of the proceeds of this song, Nothing More, to support Newtown Kindness in their efforts to recognize, reward, and inspire acts of kindness. And I want to start off by saying, A, congratulations. What a great group of things to be associated with and to have happened to you as a result of a song. And I'm going to ask you to play the song for us now so we can listen to it. And then on the back end, we're going to come in and talk about it. But it's a fabulous song with an amazing message. And all these things that have happened are well deserved. So congratulations to you guys on that.
Well, thanks. You know, I think you got most of it. The thing that's most exciting for me personally, though, is that, you know, we did sort of do a soft release and for a small town in Connecticut and a small organization. And the song has sort of just, it kind of had a life of its own from the get-go. And people, it just makes sense. It makes sense for a lot of different aspects of life. And we get emails every day from people that need permission to use the song for, you know, 100, like you said, 100 organizations and counting. So it's just a really exciting time. You know, we're spectators to some degree along with everyone else.
Well, it's a great time to be you guys. So let's hear this song right now. It's called Nothing More. It's the Alternate Roots live acoustic on 88.5 KCSN.
Thanks. Here we go.
To be humble, to be kind, it is a giving of the peace in your mind. To a stranger, to a friend, to give in such a way that has no end. We are love, we are one, we are how we treat each other. When the day is done, we are peace, we are war, we are how we treat each other and nothing more. To be bold, to be brave, it is a thinking that the heart can still be saved, and the darkness can come quick. All the dangers in the anger and in the hanging on to it. We are love, we are one, we are how we treat each other. When the day we are peace, we are war, we are how we treat each other and nothing more. Tell me what it is that you see, a world that's filled with endless possibilities. You do. Oh, We are peace. We are war. We are how we treat each other and nothing more. We are how we treat each other and nothing more. We are how we treat each other.
KCSN, the Alternate Roots, live right here in the studios with a new song called Nothing More. You know, I've got a couple of kids. They're kind of grown up now, but when they were little, one of the first things that I started to teach them was the thing that really, really matters is how we treat each other in life. And that's exactly what you guys have written about right there. That is the basic tenet of that song, that we are, at the end of the day, how we treat each other. What is it going on in your lives that allowed you to write a song like that? And I understand that was sort of instigated from the outside in a way, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think Eric should take the beginning of this question, and maybe the end. I don't know.
The kind of the story of how that song came about, we were approached by an organization called Newtown Kindness, as you alluded to, last summer. And Newtown Kindness was founded after the tragedy at the Sandy Hook School in Connecticut. Tim and I are both from Connecticut, and, obviously that struck very close to home. I had lost some loved ones to violence a few years before that, and you know, when everything happened, it was hard. It was a very tough time, and you kind of didn't know what to do. And it was kind of a surreal time, because it's a pretty small community, and everyone was trying to figure out, what can we do? How do you make something like this right? And you realize there's very little you can do. And so a couple months went by, and we were approached by Newtown Kindness that they needed a song. And it just seemed like it made sense. And, when it came time to write the song, it happened very quickly. It just kind of felt like we were, in the right place at the right time. And, the thing we always say about this song is, it felt bigger than us from the start. It was kind of like the thing, we almost don't take credit for it, because it just kind of happened, and it kind of happened to us. And as Tim alluded to, we've kind of felt like spectators along, as it's gone on. So, but yeah, they liked the song a lot, and we recorded it, and it's just kind of taken on a life of its own.
Yeah, in fact, I was going to say, hold on tight, because I think that song's going to take you guys in places that you've never been before, so enjoy the ride. Tim, did you want to add anything to that?
Well, the only thing, it's easy for me to forget, we were asked to write a song, and Eric and I sort of went into our corners and did our thing, and then we just had a rehearsal one day in my house. Eric came downstairs, and we were wrapping up the rehearsal, and he's like, "Oh yeah, I think I have an idea for that Newtown song," and it's easy for me to forget, because I'm singing the song so often now, the way that the first time Eric sang it to me in sort of his humble way, what about this? And he sang those lyrics, and just that whole idea, where we are, how we treat each other, and nothing more, and it hits you, and it's an easy thing for me to forget, but. But it happens, It's a powerful thing, I'm proud to be a part of it.
Well, first of all, let me remind the listeners, we're speaking with Tim Warren and Eric Donnelly of the Alternate Roots. And, everybody listens to music in different ways. And I think for many of us, it's really easy to get caught up in the melody or the sound of the guitar or any number of things. And the lyrics don't always stand out for everybody when they're listening to songs. But Nothing More, the lyrics of this song are the kind of lyrics that you hope people hear, and you hope people recognize what it's actually saying. So, good on you guys. Really beautiful stuff. Now, you have a version of that song with KCSN friend Ingrid Michaelson singing on it as well, right? How did that come about?
We do. Well, we've just been on the tour with Ingrid for 2.5, I guess almost 3 weeks. But before that, we knew some of the same people, and the song made it to her desk somehow, and she really liked it, and she thought, she'd be interested in singing it. So they asked, and we cooked up a version prior to the tour, and it's been really cool. She came out and sang a number of times with us during the tour, and that's an exciting thing to sort of for the fans to get an early look at her, and it was a great vote of confidence for the song.
Excellent. You know? Excellent. Yeah. Nothing More is the song that we're talking about with the Alternate Roots. And you guys, we'll talk about this a little bit more in a moment, but I understand you're working on a new album and you've got another new song that you want to play for us today. Is that right? Will this be on the new album, do you suppose?
Yeah. It sure will.
Okay, good. What's this one called?
It's a song called Narrow Your Eyes, and it sort of was written around the same time as Nothing More. We were working hard this summer trying to get some things back on track. So I really like this tune. It's called Narrow Your Eyes.
Excellent. The Alternate Roots live on KCSN.
All right. One, two, three, four.
I've been wondering what to do, but tonight I'm fading fast like the ink on this tattoo. How about you? Monday morning's unforgiving, all the same alive, but it's a living. Keep your story straight and narrow your eyes. Don't apologize. We got all the time we ever hope to find. Keep in mind. Got stuck. I should be trying to change my ways instead of waiting on a change of luck. I got all mixed up. Keep your story straight and narrow your.
That's KCSN live music from the Alternate Roots on KCSN. Tim and Eric here in the studios with their acoustic guitars. That song is called Narrow Your Eyes. It's brand new from them, and it'll be on an album coming out soon. In fact, now would be a great time to chat about that album. What's the status and whatnot? When will we hear that, do you suppose?
Man, that's like the million-dollar question these days. We're pretty done with the record. We might do a little bit more writing, a little bit more recording, but for the most part, we set out this winter to record, and we had a great time. You know, we spent a lot of time, as I mentioned last summer, just working on the tunes, working on the writing, and getting the band where it needed to be. And so now we have these recordings, but, you know, in 2014, what to do with the album? So I think it's going to come out this summer, but we're gonna do the right thing, I think, by the release and release it when it makes the most sense.
And I'm going to assume that Nothing More will probably be on it as well.
Oh, yeah.
You think that would make sense?
Yeah, sorry for my dodgy answer.
No, that's okay. Sometimes the answers aren't fully formed yet, so there's not much you can do about that, right? Tim and Eric of the Alternate Roots here in the studios with us. They're playing Hotel Cafe tonight over in Hollywood as an acoustic duo. Eric, I read somewhere that you've said that your versatility as a band, the ability to strip down and just play a couple of acoustic guitars and also play as a full-on band is one of the strengths of the Alternate Roots. And I wonder if you could elaborate on that a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's something that, you know, over the years kind of developed almost out of necessity. You know, Tim and I started the band a while ago, and, you know, we've toured in all different forms and we've had different members. And I think kind of one of the most important things that we did over the last 2 years or 2 or 3 years was kind of decide that the Alternate Roots was Tim and myself. You know, I think for a few years, you know, we had different band members kind of come and go, and, you know, we were kind of struggling with, you know, what to do, and, you know, should we change the name or should we change the identity? And I think the most liberating thing we decided was, you know, we're gonna keep being the Alternate Roots, and the Alternate Roots is essentially, you know, Tim and I, you know, in whatever form that we work together. And it's been exciting because it's kind of been freeing in a way. You know, we can go out and we can play a show as just the two of us. We can go out and play a show, you know, with seven of us. It doesn't matter as far as that goes, and you get a lot of opportunities to go out and play with, you know, smaller groups. Like, for instance, the Ingrid Michaelson tour that we're on, you know, we were out as a duo, and, you know, we're playing these giant theaters, and, you know, I think we take a lot of pride in being able to fill up that much space with just two guys. And but then when we get home, you know, we bring the guys out, the rest of the guys in the band, and, you know, that's a lot of fun too. So I think as songwriters and as performers, I think the fact that, you know, we're able to try to do different things has been exciting. And I think it puts a lot of focus on the songs. You know, it kind of like, that's kind of what we take the most pride in is the tunes, and being able to showcase them in different ways has been fun.
Excellent. Well, you guys have sounded great in our studios today, and we are really thrilled that you stopped by to play a couple of new songs for us. Listen for Nothing More on KCSN, and I'm sure that when the recorded version of Narrow Your Eyes is available, we'll be playing that one as well. But it's been great having you here, and good luck with the show tonight at Hotel Cafe. Great venue, by the way. So good place to see you guys in this sort of a lineup, just the two of you. So best wishes to you. And like I said, hold on to that song, because it's going to be taking you guys some places, I'm sure. Good stuff. The Alternate Roots here in the studios on KCSN.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. We'll see you again next time you're in LA, all right?
Yes.